From Tidbits on June 22, 2015, this is More Problems with iCloud Photo Library Uploads by Adam C. Angst. The largely opaque combination of photos and iCloud Photo Library is out of control. Can't guarantee these issues will apply to everyone, but consider yourself warned. I recently wrote about how enabling iCloud Photo Library causes photos to monopolize your internet connection as it uploads your photos to iCloud, and I offered a way to mitigate the annoyance. It took over a week for my 27,000-plus photos to upload, and that's using an internet connection with 5 megabits of upstream bandwidth throttled to 3.5 megabits. Luckily, unlike many people, I don't have a data cap for my Time Warner internet connection, so at least that wasn't a problem for me, as it might be for you. Where I did run into trouble is with my iPhone, on which I'm using the Optimize iPhone Storage option to reduce the amount of data transferred and stored. Tanya, Tristan, and I now share 2 gigabytes of data on our family plan, and before last month we had never come close to using that much, since we're still accustomed to having only 250 megabytes each. So you can imagine my surprise shortly after I enabled iCloud Photo Library, when AT&T texted me to say that I was approaching my 2 gigabyte limit. I looked through the cellular data usage screen in Settings Cellular, and pored over the app-specific information in DataMan Pro, but all I was able to determine was that lots of data had been used in the Documents and Sync category of System Services. There are no settings to prevent iCloud Photo Library from working over cellular, and while I disabled cellular data for the Photos app, that made no difference. I could turn off cellular data in general, and I did once or twice, but that's a hard thing to remember every time you leave the house. But by the end of the billing period, AT&T had hit me with $30 of overage charges for 2 $15 blocks of 1 gigabyte of additional data. This is shockingly poor design on Apple's part, and I hope to see it fixed in iOS 9. The entire point of iCloud Photo Library is to transfer huge quantities of image data, and it's disrespectful for Apple not to provide a switch to prevent iCloud Photo Library from chewing through cellular data. Nevertheless, I wrote the $30 off as a one-time expense, figuring it would never happen again. But there is some concern that iCloud Photo Library could be a recurring expense, not to mention the time babysitting iCloud Photo Library uploads. Here's why. A question was recently posed in the discussion page for the iCloud chapter of Jason Snell's massively popular Photos for Mac, a Take Control Crash Course, asking if repairing the Photos library by holding down Command Option at launch would force everything to be uploaded to iCloud Photo Library again. I couldn't imagine that this would be the case, and said so initially in my reply, while I was waiting for my test repair to finish. And when I looked at the iCloud pane of Photos Preferences window at first, there was no notable activity. A few minutes later, though, I looked back, and it said that it was uploading 27,552 items. Not good. However, some apps, like CrashPlan, report that they're doing more than they are, because they're actually analyzing the data, not uploading. And they eventually realize that no new data needs to be uploaded at all. I hope briefly that this was the case here, too. Unfortunately, when I looked at the network view and activity monitor, the NSURL sessionD process had clearly started sending a large quantity of data, and some spelunking in console revealed this log entry. 6915, Cloud Photos D, reset sync requested, reason, database was rebuilt. Although I was initially concerned that Photos would upload my entire library again, and that iCloud Photo Library would download it to my iPhone again, potentially incurring additional overage charges, it appears now the situation isn't that worrisome. Over the course of several days, Photos counted down from the initial 27,552 items to upload. It did impact my internet performance until I enabled Network Link Conditioner to throttle it, but even so, the upload process worked much faster than the initial seeding to iCloud Photo Library. In the end, the NSURL sessionD process sent 7.67 gigabytes of data, and another process called CloudD also uploaded several gigabytes that might have been related. But that's nothing compared to the 111-gigabyte size of my full Photos library. Even better, as far as I can tell, my iPhone hasn't had to download any notable amount of data again. Hopefully, others will share my experience. However, Spotlight, in the form of the MDS process, has been going nuts on my Mac for many hours after the upload. There's no way to know exactly what it's doing, but a commenter on this article also noted that Photos uploaded a lot of data to iCloud Photo Library after he restored his Mac from a Time Machine backup. Spotlight indexing data isn't backed up by Time Machine, so that points to iCloud Photo Library relying on Spotlight in some core fashion. regardless of what's happening behind the scenes, the takeaway message is that certain actions, like repairing a photo's library or restoring for backup, can trigger a significant, if not complete, iCloud photo library upload. Those actions often aren't optional, but beware they have additional consequences when iCloud photo library is enabled. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, ScanSnap, Automatic, Mapbox, and Bushel. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.